702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
The World View is brought to you by 91. Isn't it time to change how you see investing? Visit 91.com for more. Adam Gilchrist, a very good morning to you. Let's start, of course, with the EU welcoming, I suppose, maybe not so much welcoming, but certainly creating a membership path for Ukraine and Moldova.
Yeah, taking that message of time to change. Ukraine and Moldova both granted EU candidate status. Also, the European Council Chief Charles Michel made a nod towards Georgia, another former Soviet republic. Georgia hasn't yet got the same candidacy status, but the three of them are basically, therefore, being told, yes, absolutely, lean towards the European Union, lean towards the rest of Europe, not in the other direction, and you'll be okay. Now, obviously, this is a process that takes a bit of time, but as we know through bitter experience, EU things can also take an inordinate amount of time. But still, there's another key meeting in about 5-6 months, something like that. And Ukraine and Moldova won't be European Union members this time next year, but they'll be on that path. And that's terribly important for them, given, of course, what's happened with the Russian invasion, etc. And a historical moment as well to say to nations that once absolutely looked up to the big brother Russia, now are absolutely looking the other direction. So, yeah, we should note that things are changing, albeit slowly.
The lasting impact of Donald Trump, the U.S. Supreme Court, of course, saying basically they're moving away more restrictions. They're on gun ownership. It's unbelievable.
Isn't it? I saw this headline. I thought, oh, good. They're putting in some more gun restrictions. And I read again, oh, no, it's the opposite. It's actually in New York State, removing a certain restriction. And the key part of this restriction is not even about background checks or ownerships or the kind of guns, but the right to carry a gun in public. And basically, a law had been introduced in New York State, as it is in Connecticut next door, where the famous or awful Sandy Hook shooting took place. And the law was that you had to prove proper cause for carrying a gun about. They have now removed that. And as you say, it is very much still Donald Trump's Supreme Court and probably will be for another decade or more. But they've absolutely suggested that you don't need to prove that you have a good reason to carry a gun around. And indeed, this could now knock on to any number of other states that had a similar law. New Jersey next door to New York, for instance, California on the other side of the Americas. It could affect millions of people ultimately. And you keep looking at that and going, oh, boy, and quoting the Constitution constantly. Was this not a Constitution that safeguarded slavery? Just look at the Constitution and pick the bits that you think are good for you now, America.
It's an unbelievable story, of course, in the wake of the continuing mass shootings in the U.S. Adam Gilchrist, that's where we'll leave it for this morning's Worldview.